Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
It's the Emmy Award-winning travel editor for CBS News, the host of The Travel Detective on public television, and Ion Travel on WGN Radio. Good morning, Peter. Where are you today?
I'm in that foreign distant location known as Long Island, New York.
Good for you. Well, good to have you on the air here in the United States. Let's start with spring break. Some people trying to figure out whether it's safe to travel. Others are wondering if the airfares are now getting expensive. What's the latest?
Well, let's start with the good news. The airfares are not getting expensive. They're still depressed because the numbers still aren't there. And so there are a lot of places that are becoming a buyer's market and have stayed as a buyer's market. That's the good news. The funny, interesting news is who's going on spring break. Are you ready?
Ready.
65 plus.
Oh, because they have the vaccine.
They're the first guys out of the gate, and they are flooding into Florida. Now, they're not going to be like, you know, chugging gallons of wine on the beach, but the point is they are the new spring breakers, and they will be this year.
A lot of people are still finding some good fares, even if they upgrade to first class and feel safer. You get a little more room up there. But I keep thinking it's going to get harder and harder with people filling planes. And airlines still have some planes not in service, right? They've cut back, haven't they?
Oh, you bet. They've pulled back a lot of their fleet. Most of their fleet, in many cases, are still parked. For example, in the LA to New York market, American used to have 10 or 11 round trips a day. They're now down to two. They've taken their A321s off the service, and they've substituted Boeing 777s. So the bigger planes are only flying twice a day. So those planes are getting full.
Headline in the business section today, COVID clips the number of passengers flying through O'Hare and Midway, suggesting a 50-year low at Chicago's largest airport. But aviation officials see signs of a turnaround ahead. Do the airline executives see it that way as well?
They do, and they're planning on it. But it's interesting which airline executives are seeing it, because based on what you can see now, based on airfares alone, United, American, and Delta, the big three legacy carriers, whether they want to admit it or not, they're low-fare carriers now because nobody's flying in the front of the plane. Their original model of making money from selling seats in the front of the cabin to business travelers is not working because there's nobody traveling for business. So that explains those low airfares. Not a good idea for them because they don't have a plan B. The guys who do have a plan B, because it was their plan A all along, are the Spirits, the Frontiers, the Allegiance, the Sun Countries, and the Southwests. While American, United, and Delta are not exactly adding a lot of new routes, in fact, they're cutting them, the airlines I just mentioned are adding them by the dozens. Frontier Airlines are announcing 19 new cities. Sun Countries, 16 new cities. Most people listening to this program now have not even flown on Sun Country. Allegiance, Spirit, and of course, the real interesting one, Southwest, which is now flying to O'Hare. They never used to fly to O'Hare. They're now flying to Miami. They never flew to Miami. They flew to Fort Lauderdale instead. They've announced 12 new routes. So they're preparing for the big boom in travel starting around the 30th of April, because when people start traveling, they will not be business travelers. They're leisure travelers looking for a low fare. So they're already positioning themselves for that boom.
And what do you hear from the hotel executives, Peter?
Well, that's a different game because they have not gotten the financial bailout from the government. 34% of hotels in America right now are technically in default on their debt payments, which means they could be foreclosed on. They're only operating at about 25 to 30% occupancy if they're open at all. So they'll come into the game a little bit later. But again, it is still a buyer's market. If you want to get a hotel room, you're not going to be paying through the roof.
And do you think, we were talking about this earlier, do you think in the future we're going to have to show proof of vaccination before we enter a hotel or get on an airplane?
You can count on it. It's happening already. And ironically, what's the one segment of the travel industry that took the biggest hit? It was the cruise lines, right? People say, oh, my God, it's a floating petri dish. I'm never going back on a cruise. Well, guess what the cruise lines are doing? They have a rule. You cannot be a crew member or an officer on a ship unless you've been vaccinated. You can't book a cabin on a ship as a passenger unless you've been vaccinated. So when the cruise lines resume service, more likely in the middle of July, they're probably going to be the safest place in the world to be because everybody's been vaccinated.
You got me on your website with some clickbait, most searched destination in the pandemic. You say it's a surprise. What is the most searched destination?
Well, it was certainly a surprise to me. As you might suspect, a lot of the search destinations were islands because people felt that they were, you know, safer and you could get out there and get out and breathe some fresh air and have a little more social distancing. But the one that had the most, the biggest jump in search was Aruba. You never would have guessed it. I never would have guessed it. But, it, I mean, we're talking 5,000% increase in search. It's Aruba.
I've always heard about the crystal clear blue water of Aruba. Is it going to be expensive to go there?
Well, it may not be least expensive, but the other interesting thing as you're planning your trips, Aruba benefits from one other thing. It's geography. It's outside the hurricane belt. So you don't necessarily have to worry about, you know, between July and November, getting stuck with a storm down there. They've been relatively lucky over the last 30 years because they're outside that belt.
Peter Greenberg, Ion Travel on WGN Radio, and we'll let you resume your globetrotting and talk to you next week, Peter. Always good talking to you.
You got it. Anytime.